Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Warp, the Watch and Recap podcast, a side project of Movies Mayhem Soap, or maybe the main thing now, it seems like. But I'm your host, Chris, and thank you for joining our continuing recap of WandaVision. And today we're going to be doing episode 8, and just a friendly reminder that we always do full spoilers for the episode. We might even get into spoilers for other MCU projects in general. And there's some explicit, some spicy content in here. Or usually there is. I don't know if specifically today there will be, but, you know, just in case. Just a friendly reminder on that. So yeah, before we get started, I'll go ahead and read the synopsis for this week's episode, titled Previously On. Wanda embarks on a troubling journey, revisiting her past for insight into her present and future. Sounds like good stuff. Spoiler, it is. It's great. I liked it a lot. But let's see what everyone else thinks about it as we begin our recap. Stay tuned for that. Hi, everybody, and we're back with the recap for episode 8. I'm joined, as usual, by Selena. How's it going?
Hi, good. You?
I'm doing good. A little tired, but, you know, I'll get through it. And also, we have Franco here. How's it going, Franco?
How's it going? I'm good. Good. Like, kind of like the same. On the same boat, a little bit de-energized, but we'll get there.
Yeah, just case of the Mondays, I guess. Yeah.
Just another manic Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And Mitzi couldn't join us today because she has to work some overtime, but yeah, it's no problem. We'll just get through it.
By the way,
go for it.
I didn't know an iPhone you could dislike a message.
Hey, I can dislike anything from any phone, just so you know.
Wow, yeah, it's because with Android it has to be another Android to like do a reaction, but
I know when Oscar, I won't get into it, actually. I don't really care.
Okay, another time, go ahead.
Yeah, another time. So we start off with the regular Marvel logo. And then it turns purple because on the last episode we saw that Agatha kind of took charge of the situation, and she has her magic resonates as purple, I guess, or visibly shows as purple. And then we cut to a title card that says Salem, Massachusetts, 1693, and we see that Agatha is reiterate that Agatha is Agnes from the other episodes, in case people aren't. I'm pretty sure everyone's up to date. Anyone who's listening should be up to date, I would hope. But yeah, huge reveal last week. Agnes is Agatha. She's another witch.
It was Agnes all along.
No. It was Agatha all along. Right. And so she's being tied to a stake, and the people that are leading her up there, they bind her wrists behind her back with like some sort of magic. So you know that these are also witches. And so, you know, it's very intriguing. Like, what's going on here? And so they reveal that she's betrayed her coven by stealing knowledge that is beyond her, what'd they say? Her rank, her station. There you go. And that she's practicing the darkest of magic. And she, of course, mm-hmm. says, no, that's not true.
And, well, she says, I didn't break the rules. And then,
yeah, they bent to my power is what she says. And then they start chanting in Latin. A loose interpretation of what they are saying is that basically that she's a monster. And and then there's a reveal that the lead witch that's, you know, persecuting her is her mom. Because she says, mother, please don't. Unless it's just like mm-hmm. her title. Maybe that's like her rank. Like how nuns aren't really sisters. I don't know how witches work. Selena, you're a witch.
Wow, thanks. I think I'd sooner be a vampire than a witch. But What was I going to say? I think it probably is her mother, because that's a really good dramatic effect versus her being like a mentor mother.
Mm-hmm. True that. Yeah. But then all the witches around start, you know, zapping her with like this blue energy or magic, I guess, is what witches have. And and I think we just kind of skirted by the issue. You would rather be a vampire than a witch?
Sorry, listeners, for the laughs, and if my laugh is too loud. No, it's just I am honest. It's more, I guess the way to say it is, I'm more familiar with vampire folklore versus witches folklore. Mm-hmm. And then plus, I don't know, like I'm more of a night owl, and I guess I relate to vampires a little more than I would a witch.
I'm sure witches can go out at night, right? You could just do all sorts of crazy stuff. You could invent your own TV show, apparently, and live it. But I digress. So all their magic is zapping into Agatha, and then you see the purple start. I'm sorry, the blue streams, I guess, because like Ghostbusters, right? They start turning purple, and they like zap back at the witches and destroys them. It kind
of sucking the energy out of them.
I'm sorry.
She's sucking their energy and their powers out of them as they were trying to, I guess, depower her.
Yeah, because it leaves them all like withered and
stale.
Yeah, and actually, when the purple starts coming out of her, shooting back at them, she kind of looks surprised, like holy shit, I didn't know I was this strong or something, you know. I think that was her first real experience using the magic outwardly, at least. So maybe up until that point she was studying the stuff, but I think that was her first time using the magic, so it's kind of cool. Then the head witch kind of tries to like shut her down, and I saw an Easter egg video that, because you kind of see like this blue crown forming over her head, and they said that might be a reference to an Atlantean sorceress. They actually gave the name in the video, but I forgot what it was. And the hero Namor, I don't know. I should have listened to the video better. But Namor, he's a king from Atlantis. And so it might be hinting that, you know, that's part of this universe also. But then the mom dies, and Agatha goes over and she steals the brooch that she's been wearing throughout the whole series. She just FOs, you know. And something I found very distracting in this sequence was, did you guys notice that they kind of de-aged Catherine Hahn?
They did?
Yeah, I didn't.
I just kept noticing it. Like her face was just way like it was more, I guess, slimmed down and smoothed out. I guess because she's supposed to be young when this happened, but I thought it was super weird because obviously she's not aging normally. So why would she really need to look any younger? But yeah, I found it super distracting. Huh?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't notice it.
All right, okay, awesome. But if you watch it again, you'll notice it, I think. No, maybe not. For the most part, Marvel's pretty good at doing the de-aging effects. I think that's why I was so bothered by it that I had to mention it. But
you're saying that in that opening scene, we did see a digitally younger Catherine Hahn.
Yes.
And then... Was she still digitally young after she stole everybody's powers? You remember?
No, I think I specifically noticed it when she was tied to the stake. When she broke free, she might have looked normal, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know. It's a good point. Okay. Maybe I should have paid more attention. But yeah, it was during that whole sequence that I was like, oh. But anyways.
Huh. Go ahead.
We cut to the present, or I guess the present, which would have been a few years ago, I guess, with this wacky Marvel timeline. It would have been, what, 2019-ish? Or no, because everyone's gone for 5 years, so...
I think it's set in 2018.
But isn't it 5 years after the blip? Or no, the snap, and then the blip is when they come back. I don't know, man. It's crazy. Anyways, I use the term present. I use it pretty loosely.
okay.
And so they're still in the that kind of dungeon layer that Wanda found under Agatha's house, and she's trying to read Agatha's thoughts, but she can't, and because I guess Agatha put a spell on herself, or you know, she has some sort of protection spells going on, right? And she even makes a joke again about Wanda's accent, about how it comes and goes, just like we've all pointed out in the past few episodes. And then Agatha restrains Wanda with, she says it's a basic protection spell. So she kind of has her floating there in the room with her wrists and ankles bound. And then she says that the witch who casts the runes in a given space can only use her magic. Only the witch who whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They should have just been vampires. It would have been easier.
I looked it up. A rune is a marker letter of mysterious or magic significance.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
in case listeners are wondering,
I forgot how. Like I wrote it down really weird, but she says basically only the witch who casts the runes
can use her magic. Yeah.
Right, in a given space.
Yeah.
And then she reveals that she's been waiting for Wanda to reveal her true self all this time. And that she used fake Pietro, or Fietro, as she starts calling him later on. that he was her eyes and ears, and that she was trying to get info from Wanda about how, like we were saying, that, you know, he keeps asking, like, how did you do this? Like, when did this happen? Like, she wants to find out, like, because we all know Agatha is a student of, she wants powers beyond her grasp, right? Mm-hmm. And, I was kind of like, well, they still didn't really clarify who the hell Pietro is. Like, she said that she didn't resurrect him because he's all the way across another continent. And, you know, he's full of holes, so I guess she can't, you know, fix that up. But she never specifies that this guy is from another dimension or what. Like, I don't know.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Go for it.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that too, that that's something that kind of like threw me off a little bit, just because they didn't really specify, like, it almost felt like they wanted to sweep it under the rug.
Yeah.
I don't know if they want to like reveal it or they wanted to save it for next episode, but yeah, like it was just kind of weird how they just kind of, she was very dismissive about it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, like I found this Pietro, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It was just weird the way she phrased it and the way she kind of said it, like, yeah, fake Pietro. Like, why? Of course, from the outside perspective, we know him as, you know, the Quicksilver from X-Men. Yeah. But it was very specific, I guess, for that one character to be there. So,
right.
Yeah. Well, see, what I noticed in this episode is we didn't see Monica or Pietro in this. And in the previous episode, remember, we saw them together in the end credits?
Right.
So I'm wondering if in the next episode that will get addressed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that he's, you know, Quicksilver and, you know, from the other universe and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And maybe that was to throw us off a little bit. Like, yeah, and I got fake Pietro to come to you and get me my info.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then the next episode, I would hope Monica and Pietro come up again.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I think that's one of the things that's kind of like, not necessarily bothering me, but like, yeah, like those little loose ends, mm-hmm. kind of like you were saying, like, you know, that end scene, like they put that mid-credit scene and then they kind of forget about it. And then kind of like, I think one of the past episodes, we were talking about how Mitzi was upset that they were almost like Vision and Wanda were almost going to fight, or they were in an argument.
Yeah.
And then the next episode, we just kind of like carry on with a different storyline. So I hope they tied all those little tiny loose ends or reference them somehow. So.
Yeah, I'm sure that. Or maybe because even in this next little bit, Agatha, she shows like different types of magic that she can do by turning a little bug into a bird. Well, first she controls it and makes it land on Wanda's face, and then she turns it into a bird. So maybe that's where Pietro came from, or Fietro. He might just be like a little bug that she turned into a human, a real boy, so to speak.
But no, remember, it is kind of like, no, you got Evan Peters for a reason. If it was just like a actual fake Pietro, then it could have been it should have been a different actor.
I mean, yeah, it was a fake Pietro. I don't know. Maybe that's more for the fans than it is for the story.
But we'll see.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I hope it is multi. Yeah. I really hope it is the multi-universe.
Yeah,
me too.
Multi-universe explanation in the next episode.
Yeah, I think I'll be more upset if they just kind of used them as a little, like a little.
Yeah, because then you shouldn't have used Evan Peters. That's not. Yeah. I think that's kind of mean to the fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. Exactly. That'd be very disappointing, but. They just because they didn't like I don't know draw enough attention to where he might have come from. I'm just kind of worried that like oh no they're not gonna answer this right now or ever. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And
10 years later,
yeah.
Oh, I know, it was a fake out this whole time.
That's
fuck MCU. If that's the case.
But Agatha says that she was drawn to Westview because she sensed Wanda's magic, that she wanted to see what was, you know, so powerful in this area. So she wasn't even living there. But in the Easter egg video that I saw, that it was saying, you know, like, what are the odds that Agatha goes and there happens to be just like this dungeon under her house and that it's right next to Wanda's house? But I'm guessing she could have. Maybe it is a portal. Maybe she can just like, oh yeah, you know what? We do see Agatha take Wanda through some portals in this episode. You know, they're not literally going through space or anything, but rather through time. But maybe that's something Agatha can do. Maybe she can manipulate, you know, space and time.
Yeah.
Then she says that she's fascinated by the magic. She says it's magic on autopilot because Wanda doesn't even have to do like a incantation or a chant or anything to make these things happen, just like the way Agatha transformed the bird, the little bug into a bird. She actually had to like wave a hand, but Wanda can do it without even thinking about it. With like, she has like people on the edge of town still under her spell, and so she keeps asking her like, what's your secret? What gives, you know? And Agatha tries to she says that she tried several times to nudge her awake from her fantasy, but I don't know, that kind of seemed to contradict what happened in the episode where the twins are born, or when the twins are already babies, when she says, do you want me to take that again, do you want me to redo that scene? It seems more like
she's playing up. She was playing a part.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
It seems more like that than her trying to be like, hey, you know, like, snap out of it.
Yeah.
Maybe by breaking character is what she means, that she was trying to snap her out of it, you know?
Oh, maybe. Like, trying to give her some acknowledgement, like, hey, I know what's going on here.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe that's just what she meant. What is this? Oh, God. Hi, Mitzi.
Mitzi,
it's that little kid as your background.
I haven't updated it yet.
No, you haven't.
Listeners, it's Billy from. I was gonna say The Hills Have Eyes, The Haunting of Hill House.
Right.
The little actor kid that Chris hates and wants to punch in the face.
I want to punch him in the face. I don't think this reflects on him as a person or an actor, really. Okay.
But, the character.
Yeah, exactly. The character. Oh, yeah. Just his face.
Continue.
And then Wanda had told Pietro that she had a feeling of endless nothingness. And so Agatha says that she she wants to explore that, like what caused that feeling of nothingness in her. So she takes a hair from Wanda's head and they're transported into Wanda's memories, and Agatha calls them some real reruns. And at one point, Wanda asks where the kids... Wanda doesn't want to go, right? She doesn't want to, like, cooperate. Mm-hmm. And Agatha says, like, I've got your kids tied up in my bewitched basement. And it's pretty cool because I saw in a video that that's actually the house, the exterior shots, at least, are actually the house that they used in Bewitched.
So,
So it's a little meta moment there, I guess. Sorry, I've noticed the sound keeps kind of cutting off. Is anyone else getting that? A lot of...
Not really.
No? Okay. Yeah. It's picking up on my end. So it'll be on the recording, though. So a lot of the times, sound might cut off. I'm not sure what that's about.
But,
It's not good at all. But we'll continue. And sometimes I might just kind of nod because I don't... Because part of what you said cut off, so I'll just be like, okay.
So bad.
So if I just miss anything you said, it's either really bad or the sound cut off. Take it any way you want. And so the first...
No, but
go for it.
You know what? Just really quick. One of the things that kind of like... I don't know. Like, I was curious, I guess, more than anything. It was just... And I mean, maybe you guys can help me out, but I know that she kind of put under, I guess, Wanda under some protective spells and everything. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like I guess Agatha was very, I guess, cavalier about dealing with Wanda. Like she was just kind of like not necessarily egging her on, but she was just kind of like, oh, let me see what you're all about. Like she almost kind of wanted to give her credit as a like being powerful for creating this whole hex and everything. But at the same time, she was kind of like, I don't think you're that good in a sense. I don't know if I'm kind of like explaining myself very well, but she seemed like she wasn't too afraid of Wanda. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
So
that kind of like threw me off for a spin a little bit, that it almost seemed like Agatha was like, okay, Wanda, you're powerful because you created this whole little town. But then at the same time, like, whatever, you're not better than me. Right. You know what I mean? So I got that vibe, I don't know, from that whole scene. So
but maybe that's you can't show Wanda that she's intimidated by her.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? I think she has to maybe give the illusion that she might have the upper hand.
I think also what it is that like Agatha kind of has tested the waters and she's just kind of like this... Wanda clearly doesn't know what the hell she's doing. She doesn't know how powerful she is. She doesn't know how to use her magic properly, I guess. So she just kind of feels like it's like a kid with a gun in a sense, you know? Or no, that is fucking dangerous. Never mind. You don't want to be around that. you don't want to be dismissive of a kid with a gun unless it's the kid from The Haunting of Hill House.
Wow. Tell me again, you don't even.
I don't. I wish him well with that gun.
No, yeah, definitely. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe she knows that there's a naivete to Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, all right, she doesn't know what she's doing. I can use this to my advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I think that might be it. Like Wanda, doesn't really know also what she's up against. So I don't know, but she is able to get the upper hand on Wanda pretty easily there in the dungeon. So it's weird. That's the confusing thing.
Well, the rune spell. Remember, if it weren't for the runes, maybe Wanda would have had a chance.
Maybe
for all those wall spells she put.
For all the what?
The spells that she put on the walls.
Right. Yeah. That's the confusing thing about magic is you kind of never they don't have definitive rules and you can kind of just work around them in tricky ways like that. So then in the first flashback it goes to an apartment in Sokovia, and I was kind of bummed out that the people playing the parents weren't the actors from the ads that we kept seeing. That was a theory I kept hearing, and it wasn't them.
But yeah, Agatha makes a comment being like, oh, it's very cold war in here. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I looked it up too. The Cold War was from 1947 to 1991.
Oh, okay. Would that have been the right age?
You know what?
I didn't. Oh, yeah.
Well, the Cold War was between Russia and America, mm-hmm. but they had DVDs and Malcolm in the Middle didn't come out till 2000. Remember?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So I guess post Cold War, but anyway.
Yeah, maybe. So then Wanda's dad comes in and he has that case of DVDs and they say that they do TV night to practice their English. So they watch these American sitcoms and stuff. And go for it.
Sorry, it's because mm-hmm. it's in my notes. I paused to see all of the DVDs that were in there. Mm-hmm. I saw I Love Lucy, Bewitched, Malcolm in the Middle, Who's the Boss, and Adam's Family.
Adam's Family was in there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's blocked, but I got episode. A little bit of it. Huh?
Yeah. That'll be the next episode. It's going to go back into a TV show.
You know what? I was kind of waiting to see. I mean, I guess just, you know, for looks, but I was... Because I didn't see any of the references for the last, what was it, episode 7? You know how it was kind of like Modern Family and
The Office
and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they didn't have any that show. So where the fuck did she get those ideas from?
Yeah, that's true. No, yeah, it would have been, that would have been too modern. They wouldn't have had that reference yet.
So maybe that was just for the... This came all perfectly into place.
Right. Oh no, that was Agatha, because Agatha was the one that was doing like the interviewing and all that.
Oh, maybe.
I don't think there was. Yeah, because by then I think Wanda just was so confused and not doing anything.
That's right. That's when everything started glitching.
Hmm.
Mm.
That's a good point.
Aha, the glitch.
That was Agatha vision.
Yeah, there you go.
And Selena pointed out last time that the Addams Family was the inspiration for Agatha's intro, also.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that does make sense.
Yeah. And then Wanda and Pietro show up, and they're little kid actors, and they're different from the actors in the Halloween episode. Remember, there's a quick flashback of Wanda and Pietro going to trick or treating, and they get a fish from some old lady. They're different actors.
Oh.
Did you catch that or you?
I saw it in the video.
You linked it up?
Yeah.
I didn't catch
that. I was going to say, wow.
No, aside from...
Maybe you weren't available that day.
Aside from Billy, all kids just... I can't tell them apart. No, it's because... Remember, even after the flashback, Wanda says that she doesn't remember it going that way, being that way?
Mm-hmm.
Because Pietro had fake memories. So it makes sense. It adds up. Then there's a part where the mom looks out the window and she sees like all this havoc and chaos in the streets. There's like a battle going on. Or not a battle, but there's, you know, some rioting going on. And then they start watching the Dick Van Dyke Show. And it's an episode called It May Look Like a Walnut. And from the Easter egg video that I saw, they described the episode. It's actually the whole episode is this nightmare that I don't even think his name's Dick in the show, but Dick Van Dyke. He's having a nightmare, and he finds like an alien gem inside of a walnut, and then it takes over his wife and stuff. And at the end of the episode, you know, he wakes up, realizes it was all a dream because he was watching some scary movie. And oh my gosh. It cut off part of the recording. Hold on. My bad.
Yeah. Oh, so I missed the whole part about you saying how you're going to cheer up.
I know. Tender moment.
I was going to cheer up. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was. So then there's an explosion, a huge explosion. All my tender moment got cut off. But I have to do, for the sake of the recap, I'm going to say it again. This explosion freaked me out. Because it was a nice tender moment with her and her family, and when I realized what moment it was, I was gonna cry. I was close to crying, and I'm sorry, listeners, you don't get the full benefit of me almost tearing up as I said that, because we had to re-record it.
That whole episode had me in tears.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because and we're going through really emotional moments in Wanda's life to try to see what triggered the emptiness in her that caused the creation of the Westview Hex. So yeah, so understandably, we're going through some really deep moments. So Pietro and Wanda are hiding under the couch, or under another couch because the. I don't know if we caught it on this recording, but the first couch is crushed under rubble. Her parents are dead. It sucks. It's terrible. I hated it. That's when a bombshell drops, and it's just beeping the Stark Industries shell from that they reference in Age of Ultron. And Wanda's saying, you know, like, it's all a bad dream. At the end of the episode, everything's going to be fine. And she reaches out to the bomb, and Agatha says that Wanda used a probability hex to stop the bomb, but Wanda's saying that no, it was just a dud. But mm-hmm. you know, Agatha's not really having it, and so she says mm-hmm. like, you know, maybe this moment probably caused a need for therapy, but let's see what else happened in your life that might have you know, caused Westview to happen, right? And so she next there's a door from a Hydra lab and or a Hydra facility, and so, you know, she goes through there, they're back in the lab, and Wanda says about how that her and her brother wanted to change the world. That's why they joined an anti-freedom terrorist organization. And yep. Wanda is flashback Wanda is instructed to touch the Infinity Stone, even though the scientists, they're a real bright bunch there at Hydra, because they leave the intercom on while he's all like, well, no one's ever survived touching the stone.
Everybody dies from this.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're leaning on the intercom, you idiot. It's kind of just a dumb little moment, but, you know, whatever. Because it wouldn't have made sense for Wanda to know they said that. If they hadn't left it on, I guess. But then she goes towards the stone, which is the it's the mind stone that was on Loki's scepter from the first Avengers movie, and she mm-hmm. comes towards it, and it floats towards her, and it breaks open, kind of like a walnut, maybe like in the Dick Van Dyke episode. Huh?
Yeah.
And then the. Well. There's a little mind stone in there. It's yellow and it's kind of hexagonal. I don't know. It's a hexagon. Yeah, sort of. Yeah. In a way.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I was like, wait, did it go from the Infinity Stone to the Mind Stone?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been in there all along. I've never made sense of it myself. I guess the theory is just that it needs kind of a protective casing because.
Kind of like the Tesseract was for
mm-hmm. for the space stone, yeah.
There you go, yeah.
Because otherwise, you can't really hold it, I guess, or use it, unless you're a powerful being, I guess. I don't know.
They make the rules up as they go.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of just was like, it kind of made me wonder, like, did they always intend for it to be the Mind Stone, and then they just kind of went back and retconned it? Or maybe they did mean for it to be the Mind Stone and they just didn't know if it would be a different color or something. I don't know. I couldn't make sense of it, but it's in there. It's in the scepter. And this moment was really awesome too, because it Wanda reaches out to touch it, and she sees like this entity floating there, and you just see the silhouette of it, and it looks a lot like Wanda in her Sokovian fortune teller costume. I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Missy said something. And then
I was gonna say what is it, the Scarlet Witch? Mm-hmm. Is that what she?
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. And then she sees that, and I was like, holy shit, this is fucking cool. This is like a really good moment. And then they cut to a scene where Wanda is she's in, I guess, like a cell, I don't know, a holding cell, and she's watching the Brady Bunch on TV, and it's this episode where the youngest one is Cindy, right? Does that sound right? Okay, Selena's nodding. And it's this episode where she's treating her doll. It's a Kathy Carryall or something like that. She's treating her doll like it's a real person.
Isn't it Chatty Kathy?
Chatty Kathy. Kathy Carryall. It's something something all.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I had to mute myself because of the ambulance noise in the background.
Oh, okay. No problem. And then it's no problem because we weren't recording after all. So I gotta go back and do everything. Oh, cool. Mitzi's finally.
I bet you're happy.
Yes.
No more little boy from LA. Listeners, Mitzi changed her background.
It's the
want me to reenact it?
Yes. The
weird it went from Haunting of Hill House Boy to Wanda, mm-hmm. and all the power coming out of Wanda.
Mm-hmm. Which we will see later in the episode, or well, it happens later on in the episode. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that Brady Bunch episode is about her treating an inanimate object if it was a real person, which is kind of what's going on with Vision, right? Or
yeah.
Sort of. In a sense, I guess we see later on that it's not really his dead body, but, you know, it's not really him in essence, I guess. And then the scientists the Hydra scientists are reviewing the footage of Wanda approaching the Infinity Stone. And it's, like, edited, kind of like how we saw in episodes of WandaVision, where it just kind of does a quick cut, and the viewer didn't get to see what really happened. So, I guess maybe Wanda did it then, at that moment, too, without really knowing it. She just kind of cut out a chunk of reality, as it were. And then Agatha takes present day Wanda and to the Avengers compound, and this is a little bit after Pietro had died and Wanda was all alone or feeling all alone in the United States, and she's watching an episode of Malcolm in the Middle where Hal is trying to keep the kids inside because he didn't renew the life insurance or something, so he's trying to keep them inside so that they'll be safe, and he's trying to hide the truth from his wife because he doesn't want her to know that, you know, they don't have life insurance, which is kind of like what's going on. Wanda's trying to keep the people inside Westview, especially Vision specifically, because he can't go out, and she doesn't also want to reveal the truth to him. So there's some parallels with the episodes on TV that she's watching.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, right? And wouldn't have thought of that. Yeah, these were all in the Easter egg videos. I can't take credit for any of these. I'd like to, but I can't. And then Vision comes in, he phases through the wall, kind of like he did in Civil War, and he asks how she's feeling, and he tells her that, you know, talking about it might give her comfort, and she's all like, that's, why would you think that, you know, talking about it would make me feel better, which is kind of hinting at, you know, what she's going through, like, maybe if she just talked through some of her grief, none of this series would have happened, and would have saved the four of us a whole lot of heartbreak. No, I'm just kidding. It's fine. it's been a fun ride, except for last week. And then she's saying that only seeing Pietro again would bring her any comfort. And, you know, it kind of gives you a hint also that she felt the same way about Vision. You know, that she couldn't, the only way she was going to get out of away from her grief was to see Vision again also. And oh man, Vision says this great line. It's so simple.
Don't mess it up.
So direct. He says, Wanda, back that thing up. No. He says,
you already fucked it up. Wanda, darling.
Oh, maybe Mitzi should say it.
Maybe Mitzi should say it.
In the Vision voice.
What does it say? Wait, don't tell me.
Okay.
Wanda, darling, what is grief but a lot of love? I can't. What did he say?
What is grief but love but, persevering?
Yeah.
What is grief? Never mind.
Okay.
What is grief if not love persevering?
If not love persevering.
Yes.
And it's so.
I'm going to put that on all my cards when somebody's loved one dies. Oh.
I hope no one dies.
Like that cord getting thrown back at you.
Yeah. But yeah, it's such a simple sentiment, but it makes total sense. And it is a beautiful line. And I was just like, man, this little robot guy, he gets it, man. It's these really, and I know there's a lot of fantastical things that go on in these movies, but it's these really human moments that really, like, help I think make the MCU a really special, like, a lot better than what's going on in the DCEU, I think.
Maybe you're going to say that.
Yeah, yeah, fuck them. Fuck you, DCEU. Missy's going to change her background now.
I know. Oh, great. We're going to have fun talking about the four-hour Justice League movie.
I'm not looking forward to it. Anyone else looking forward to it?
We are doing a watch and recap for that, right?
No, that's when it was going to be a series. Now it's just going to be a movie. Just a one-shot straight movie thing.
Oh, so we're not doing a watch and recap for that?
We could.
It's going to be us bitching for 2 hours again, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, it's not going to be any good. But yeah, it's such a... Oh, I love that line. And you even see Agatha. She wipes a little tear from her eye.
Yeah.
And she says, you know, what happened when Vision wasn't there to pull you back from the darkness? And Wanda remembers wanting... That she wanted Vision back. So then that shows them a new door to S.W.O.R.D. And this is after the blip happened, after everyone came back. And she goes and she tells Hayward that she wants to give... She tells the guy at the front that she wants to give him a funeral, Vision a funeral. And they let her in, but she doesn't wait to be buzzed in, and she blasts open the door. And it really seems like it's going to be the moment where she steals Vision's body. Like, she's just going to charge in there and take no nonsense, just move anyone that's in her way. But no, she just, aside from that one door thing, she just kind of goes down to Hayward's, marches to Hayward's office. He introduces himself, and then he shows her Vision's disassembled body, because she says she wants to see him, Vision's body. Man, that moment where they show his head, I was just kind of like, whoa, that was a little too real for me. I don't know why, just seeing his disembodied head was not a fun moment.
I kind of felt a little bad for Wanda, because you could just kind of see the shock on her face, like her disassembled boyfriend, husband, just, you know, in parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to wish that on anybody, really. But, yeah, you know, Hayward's kind of a dick, right?
I know.
Because I
was just going to say, you know what, like it's strange, but I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I mean, I get the whole, I guess, shock value of that whole scene. But for some reason, I found myself kind of like agreeing with Hayward in a sense. Mm-hmm. Like, not necessarily like, oh, yeah, like he's doing a good thing. But I guess the overall idea of like him being like, well, like she wanted to see him.
Yeah.
You know, like, of course, there's a hidden goal behind it. But at the same time, he was just kind of like, well, this is what you wanted. So there you go, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
And the first time. Oh, sorry, go for it, Selena.
No, yeah. Because, like, it's weird, because in a way you kind of get it when he's telling her, no, you can't just take him away, or you can't just take $3 billion worth of vibranium away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think especially just like, and sorry to cut to the chase or whatever, just especially when he tells her, well, Wanda, he's not yours to take, he's not yours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like that line, I just remember getting so mad for her that I could see why she raged out, you know, like, yeah he's hers, you know, or that was her love, you know what I mean? Like,
for sure, the first time I saw it also, I didn't agree with Hayward, but I could understand, you know, what he was doing, like it was his job to keep the Vision there and maybe see, you know, what study it, I guess, for whatever purposes. Maybe it goes above him, Well, no, he's the director, right? So he would, it would be his choice. But
I
understand the responsibility of having to see what if Vision could be if he could be dangerous, if the, another one could be created, they have to know how to stop an evil version of Vision, which maybe might happen in the upcoming episode. But I can understand that, why they would have to study it. But the second,
and it is true.
Go for it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, no, no. Okay. Go for it.
No, that I was going to say that, and it is true, kind of like going along the lines of what Selena was saying, that he even mentions it too, that he's like, he's a weapon. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that Wanda sees him as, like, you know, as we were saying, as like, as his, the love of his life. But, you know, in, I guess for an outsider, mm-hmm. he is a weapon. I mean, that's yeah. what the purpose of how he was created. So it was kind of interesting, that whole dynamic, because like I was telling you, I was like, I found myself seeing Hayward's point mm-hmm. and a little bit less of Wanda's. I mean, I know where she's coming from, but mm-hmm. I'm more like, well, like, he's right. I mean, he is a weapon. So
yeah. And but so that was the first time I saw it. Then the second time I saw it, I did kind of notice that he was saying that, you know, you can't just bring him back on, well, because he asks her, like, do you want to give him a funeral, or do you want to bring him back online or back to life? And it does kind of seem like he wants her to do it, like you can, I don't know what it was. It was something in his face, the way he said it. Like, it was kind of like you should try to bring him back to life. And then I was just like, oh shit, this guy, he does suck. And then she, what does she do?
She says no and shatters the,
yeah, she breaks the glass, and mm-hmm. then she goes down and she touches Vision's head, and she yeah. says, I can't feel you. And she says it really, she's whispering. And it's, yeah, man, it sucks, because it's in Infinity War, right? That's when they first said it, when they're in the hotel room, and he asks what it is that makes him or whatever, and she feels it, and she says, I just feel you. And then right before he dies also, he says, I just feel you. And then he dies, and now she can't feel him, and it's just a tender, beautiful moment. Yeah, it sucks. It's really sad. And then she leaves, and she doesn't steal his body at all. And I was just like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, because it shows you that footage that Hayward was showing earlier was definitely edited.
Mm-hmm.
To make it like,
yeah, it was
Wanda took Vision.
It was doctored, and to make her look like the bad guy. And I guess I don't see much justification in that. Oh, wait. No, yeah, because of what happens later on, right? Because
I remember.
Spoilers.
Them trying to,
They wanted to get some of Wanda's magic and use it to transfer into Vision's body to re-energize him, to power him up. And that's what they did with the drone. They had to justify sending something in there to attack her to get that. And this is the post-credit scene that I'm spoiling, listeners.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we'll talk about it a little bit more when we get there.
But I mean, sorry to interrupt really quick, but because like that whole scene, it was kind of like doctored, I guess, like of her stealing his body. But I mean, it almost seems like he had that was his goal, to just kind of, you know, go in there and try to get in the hex. You know what I mean? So it's like, mm-hmm. did he really need to create that video? You know what I mean? I don't know if, you know what I mean? So maybe, I don't know. I'm still holding on that he has a bigger purpose. So, and I mean, yeah, granted that, you know, the scene, you know, the mid-credit scene mm-hmm. had something to do with it, but it almost seemed like maybe he overworked himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because creating that video.
Because who is he trying to convince? Because obviously he has another team that's working on Vision's body.
He's the main guy.
Yeah.
So. I guess with Monica being there, and
that's what I thought.
I think there was still a good chunk of the team they had to convince, like, hey, we have to do this. We have to go in and look at what Wanda did. And really, like, the video that they had, yeah, it's footage of Wanda breaking the windows and going down to Vision's body. We don't see her run away with Vision. It's just cut mm-hmm. off, right. and a narrative is told. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I think, who knows, maybe that was all kind of a bit of a ruse for Monica and maybe some of the other people there who have morals.
Yes, but either That's way, true. Either way, Hayward's in charge. All he has to do is, like, say, you know, like, Wanda, you know, she stole the election, so let's just go in there and get her, you know?
Like, no. But, I mean, come on, think about it. If you can't really tell, like, the rest of the team, hey, by the way, we got Vision's body, and we're gonna utilize it as a weapon. You know what I mean? Like, especially with the hack and everything going on.
But... No, yeah, I guess in that sense, he does, if he does, you know, portray Wanda as the villain, also, he does have an excuse to send in his new weapon, the new Vision. But it still seems like too much work. It's like, if he knows she's not really a villain, then why, I don't know, why go through all that trouble? It is weird, but he sucks, right? This guy sucks. He's just the worst. Yeah.
and I wonder too, like, I mean, wouldn't you be able to get, because I know that they're trying to get, you know, I guess a sample of her source or whatever, but wouldn't you be able to get somewhat of that same from the hex itself, like from the protective wall? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, be able to get something like that, but
I imagine know. So. Or even when what's her name? I want to say Geraldine, but it's Monica. Monica was Geraldine. When she comes through, when she comes back out through the hex, she has like some of the magic on her clothes. Like they could have just, you know, taken it from her clothes.
True.
I don't know. It is weird, but I guess you know, bad guys be tripping. I guess. Then Wanda gets in her car and there's an envelope on the passenger seat, and it has an address in Westview that she goes and she checks it out, and as she's driving through Westview, you know, it's all post blip, so the town's kind of seen better days. She sees Herb, she goes by the gazebo where they had the talent show, she sees Phil posting up a piano lessons flyer, she sees Kitty. She sees the male.
You know, it's funny we call her Kitty, but that's not the actress's name.
It's Mrs. Foreman, right?
I think it's Deborah Rupp, right?
I think it's Deborah Jo Rupp.
Deborah Jo Rupp. Yes, but she is famously known as Kitty on That 70s Show. So yeah, we've been calling her Kitty this whole time on the podcast, by the way.
Yeah. And she sees the mailman is now a pizza delivery man. She drives by Dottie's pool, which is where they had the committee for the talent show. And I can't remember if I saw it in an Easter egg video or a posting, but Phil is there and he doesn't have Dottie with him. And Kitty is there, and she doesn't have Mr. Hart with him. And the post theorized that they lost these people, and so when Wanda recreated Westview, she gave them back these people.
Oh,
I was gonna say, I was like, so this is like post snap, right? Like this is kind of like in between. Is this supposed to be in between, or is this before Infinity War? Because otherwise, I'm gonna say, I was like, man, this is a pretty sad fucking town to want to be living in. Yeah. Like they're all depressed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you mean is it before Endgame? Because this definitely is post Infinity War.
Yeah. So is it in between Infinity and Endgame? Is this where it's supposed to be? This timeline?
It would be after Endgame because Wanda was snapped also, so she would have come back, right?
Okay. So then I guess those other people, they're just sad because they're just depressed in a sense.
I think so.
Yeah.
And that is a sad town then.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
But as I saw her driving through the town too, I was like, oh, finally this is getting explained.
Yeah.
Because remember I kept saying, why Westview? Like compared to any other town. And then go ahead, Chris.
It's Jersey. More to it. she gets to this empty lot, and it's seeming from the paper she has, it's purchased by Vision. That and it says to grow old, and it has a heart around it. And she goes
she's
out.
She's staying on property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their property. And then she goes and she just kind of breaks down and she unleashes the hex. Like it just bursts out of her and you know, first it forms the house and then it doesn't stop.
All the red energy just comes out and starts forming the perimeter around Westview.
Yeah, it just like blasts over the town and transforms it into this old timey, you know, sitcom landscape. And then inside the house, this energy is blasting out. Did Mitzi leave the meeting?
I was wondering that too. I was like, where'd Mitzi go? But maybe you remember she kind of can and can't commit tonight.
Right. Okay. I was about to say that her background is from this moment where this energy, energy is blasting out of Wanda and it's has the yellow Mind Stone signature. And it it creates Vision, or at least a surrogate of Vision, and he stands up, or he just kind of looks at her and says, "Wanda, welcome home." And when Mitzi can't even do the voice now.
This is where I was a little confused by, because it was like, wait, she left the body back at Sword. Mm-hmm. How is she able to come up with a Vision replica? How is this a thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because clearly she's not the only one who can see Vision.
Yeah, no, she's not. I know
we don't have a good explanation for this though.
I read a theory that Wanda has the powers from all the Infinity Stones or similar to all the Infinity Stones, but we do know that the Mind Stone is the one that gave her powers or unlocked her powers, right? I went ahead and redubbed some lines because I kept saying Mind Stone instead of Infinity Stone. But you probably didn't even notice because the editing was so flawless. And you won't even notice when this recording ends and we get back to the episode, will you? So yes. If she has the Mind Stone in her, she could recreate that energy, right? So
I think a friend was trying to explain this to me at work. Yeah.
Mitzi's back.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
My phone like froze and kicked me out.
Oh, shit. We were waiting for you to say, Wanda, welcome home. As Vision.
You guys went that far?
Yes, we're that far. We had to continue. We had to continue. And to be honest, I didn't even notice when you left.
Oh my god!
I did, but I thought you just had to go.
What was the point of my background then?
Yeah, that's when I noticed. I was all like, because I was even gonna say that's your background, but
you know, and I even thought, I was like, oh well, Chris did mention that the audio was cutting off. Like maybe Zoom did this to me.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. But do you want to do the voice real quick?
Oh, I already missed the best part. Just kidding.
No way, that's literally where Wanda, we are though. That's like home. Thank you.
You just talked right through it.
I'm sorry. I talked over it.
Can you do it again?
No.
Okay.
All right, fine. Continue.
I was looking forward to something else, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Which part?
I wasn't the only part. I was gonna say something. I was gonna say that she screamed from her heart.
She did.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was really emotional. I felt it. You know.
But instead, I say, "Wanda, welcome home."
Oh my god!
You do it in the accent, or you don't do it at all.
Was that like a Borat, or what was that?
Jesus, he's mad. Look at it like
you guys see the new Borat. Next time I put Borat as my background.
Okay. Fair enough. So then the real Wanda, she's standing on in the house, and then she looks out and sees that it's on a TV set. And Agatha is in the audience and she's doing a slow clap. And then she teleports away, Agatha. And then Wanda, you know, she looks around, she starts hearing her kids shouting for her. And she runs outside the studio and sees Agatha has them, you know, tethered to her by the neck with some sort of purple energy. And Agatha is, you know, she has this cool kind of fancy looking old timey clothes, costume, whatever. And she's floating in the street also. And she says, "You're supposed to be a myth. You know, you're a being capable of spontaneous creation. You're using chaos magic.
Magic.
Which makes you..." Oh, man, and this was a great moment. Who wants to say it? The Scarlet Witch.
Which makes you... Well, yeah, it was kind of odd the way she said it, too. "Which makes you Scarlet Witch." It's like...
Yeah, like I got the impression that it was like a being, like a higher power being that is a legend or something. Kind
of
like...
Most powerful witch of them all.
Yeah, it sounds like a type of witch rather than "this is Scarlet Witch." I don't know.
What was that?
My dog.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. Podcast. Oh, God.
But yeah, there he is. Hi, Valentine. I guess I figured it was kind of, yeah, it's like more like a title, kind of like the Messiah, sort of. It's kind of like it's not one specific person, but it's just like kind of a role, a higher power kind of deal. And so, yeah, she calls her the Scarlet Witch, and it cuts to the credits. And yeah. I was like, that is...
I was gonna say real fast, I hated that we had to end with Agatha like pretty much like choke holding the kids. I liked it.
I'm sure Chris liked it too, especially one kid in particular.
Yeah, it was the best. It was great.
He's like, choke him, Heidi.
You're still gonna hurt that actor if you ever see him.
I'm gonna punch him in the face, I told you.
I thought you said, oh, never mind. I thought it's just him as the kid in Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah, well, it depends how he's wearing his glasses, I guess.
How did Franco even put his up right away?
There you go. Yep. That's right, Franco. I'm watching you, man. And then there was no "please stand by" at the beginning of the credits, because I heard or I saw on the Easter egg videos that it implies that there's not going to be any more TV sitcom-y kind of deal, which is kind of a relief, right, Franco? Like, it's...
Yes, finally.
It's all just real world stuff from here on out.
Yes.
Good. Which is pretty cool. And then we have a mid-credits scene where we show it's outside of the Hex. And it's at the sword base, and they have the drone that's radiating Wanda's energy from episode 5. And then we see it again at the beginning of episode 6. And they transfer it into Vision's real body, which is now white. He's all colorless. And it's like in the comic book, after his mind is wiped, he just goes white. He's blank, I guess.
White Vision.
I'm sorry? White Vision.
There White you go. Vision.
And I kind of wonder if it's going to be him or like what's his personality going to be? Is he completely under Sword's control, or is he going to have his own kind of personality?
I think he's going to be evil.
He's going to be evil? Yeah. Just you think? But he's made from one...
Is it in the comic book?
I'm sorry?
Oh, is it in the comic book? Because
I don't know. Go for it.
Because I think in the comic book, they're both supposed to be sort of evil, no? The Scarlet Witch is not supposed to be like this. I think she's kind of more like I want to say like an anti-hero kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's how they both are. Now, I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm not big on the comic book, so
yeah,
I might just be talking out of range here.
I believe they both start out as villains and then become heroes. Because I think Vision in the comic book also is created by Ultron, and so he starts out as a villain first before they, I guess they mind wipe him. That's probably I'm just speculating here, and that's probably when he turns white, and then they kind of re-educate him. So I don't know. Will he be under Sword's control, you think, or will he just be kind of his own?
I think he'll be under Sword's control.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of cool. They bring some kind of like Ultron, you know, vibes back.
Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting.
What's up?
So I was talking with a friend at work who is pretty well versed in the comics, and he's speculating that possible prediction / spoiler for the next episode, that he thinks it'll happen where Wanda's vision and the white vision might come together and we will get the real vision back.
Yeah. I mean, probably. I can see that happening.
But I didn't think about that. I'd be like, oh, I was like, oh, that'd be really cool if that did happen like that.
Yeah. But jumping back to what Franco was saying about Ultron, getting Ultron back, I did see a theory about that. That because I guess there's a scene in Spider-Man Homecoming where he picks up a discarded Ultron head and you see the eyes are still red. It's still online, I guess. And the theory was that when Vision's resurrected, that he's actually going to be Ultron.
Oh.
Yeah. And Missy left again. No, she's still there. Never mind.
Oh, there she is.
But, wow.
I don't know, because they keep saying that Paul Bettany has been teasing that there's an actor that's going to make an appearance on the show that he's really always wanted to work with. And so I don't know who it's going to be. Well, no, I guess it couldn't be Ultron because they were in Avengers together. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Probably not in the same scenes.
So this next episode is going to be the last episode of the season, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I believe so.
That's a good question of who and what guest cameos we're getting in the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's very curious to me, and we're probably going to hear Franco's ranch next week. What doesn't get resolved till Doctor Strange and the multiverse?
Yeah.
I'm dreading it just because I know that there's so much that they have introduced that there's no way they can cover everything. And especially because I think I've heard that the episode is the same, like it's like between 40 and 50 minutes. So there's no way that they're gonna
cover everything.
So I'm already kind of getting mentally
prepare yourself for it,
But
I'm super prepared to be pissed.
Yeah.
I know, right?
But you know what? I think just kind of going back a little bit on this episode, I liked it, even though I wasn't. And I know Mitzi like hated it because I was talking to her like earlier in the week. And I'm not saying that I'm like heartless and I'm not feeling for Wanda because I kind of do.
Can I interrupt?
Yes, go ahead.
He is heartless. He is. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. I just as a story, I guess knowing where she's coming from and I guess knowing everything that she kind of went through, like it was really good. Honestly, I wish this episode was maybe two episodes back, just because, again, for the purpose of trying to close any loose ends. But I mean, it was I don't know. It was really good. I still think that Agatha, for some reason, I don't get the vibe of her being the villain, you know, because even kind of like at the beginning where she said like what she was telling the mom, like, oh, I want to be good. And then kind of how she was pushing as weird as it sounds, she was kind of like encouraging Wanda through all the sad moments. Like she was kind of there in a sense.
Yeah.
Like she wasn't necessarily being an asshole about it. She was kind of like, oh, push through it. You're almost there. So I don't know. So I kind of get the vibe that
they're going to kill her in the next one for sure.
Ooh. Yeah, maybe. Cause she's curious, but she's not like the main villain. So, but yeah, like I liked it. So yeah, I'll probably rant about how much I hated the last episode.
Maybe. Yeah, I think it's good to prepare yourself that you guys were not going to get all our questions answered. I'll say this though: of everything that does and doesn't get addressed in the next episode, I'm gonna be pissed if they brought Evan Peters as some kind of fake out. Yeah. I'm saying that now.
Yeah, and I think for me, it will be the what's that guy that the aerospace engineer or whatever.
They still haven't revealed it. Yeah, man. What the fuck?
If they don't reveal it, that's the one that I'm gonna like be really upset about.
That's the guess in the next one. Who knows?
Maybe that's why they kept her out of this episode. They're like, they can't remember that we have to do this reveal.
Yeah.
Hey, and I'm going back quite a bit, but when Monica kept on referencing like two episodes back, my guy, who was the guy?
They never revealed it.
We don't know.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
The aerospace engineer.
That was a blonde soldier girl, or no?
No. We don't think so. We're pretty sure there's
still she's gone.
Is she gone again? Well, yeah, we have about 3 minutes.
don't let her back.
Are there any shout outs anyone wants to do before we go ahead and
I got shout outs.
Go for it.
I want to say thank you to all my friends that did follow the podcast account after me making the video to please follow the podcast account.
Yeah.
I even got a few friends. So shout out to Jeanette and shout out to Victoria because they were actually messaging me with interest in listening to the podcast. So I hope you guys made it this far. Thank you guys. Thank you to everybody who followed the account and thank you to everybody who's listening right now. Shout out.
I second that. Shout out to all those people.
Yes. And shout out to George. I still miss him.
To George. Oh, man. I miss him too. I don't know where he is, but hopefully.
He's in the journey. He's still in his journey.
Yeah. But and shout out.
On a side note, I feel like we should do a Justice League recap, but anyway, and make George come. make George join.
If I do it, I'm only going to watch it the one time. I probably won't even take good notes. And I'll just be like, some bullshit happened, some bullshit happened, and some bullshit happened for 4 hours.
Exactly. Well, no, we're not going to have a four-hour podcast to match.
Oh, hell no. No. Of course not.
Okay, sorry, but we can wrap up WandaVision.
All right. So next week, last episode, hopefully it'll hold up. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of stuff that doesn't get resolved, but hopefully what they do show does, you know, is satisfying. You know, it ends at least this storyline in a satisfying way. There'll still be some other stuff to cover, but, you know, we still have other movies to look forward to. But
yeah,
hopefully it's not a big what the fuck. So join us next week for the last episode of WandaVision. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.